And now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to take Jason J. Delmonico on the Disney cruise.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that Disney cruise, that's a lot of money.
I really think the boy is entitled to it. He has worked very hard, Phil.
He's going out on his auditions and...
He's doing a lot of auditions. There are two producers that want to look at him next week for... some project, I can't really divulge anything, but it may have to do with some of the Harry Potter sequels, because they might not be happy with the boy they've got.
Your son could possibly...
Possibly, yeah.
So the Disney cruise thing, you want to talk about that on the air?
I do, and there's a couple of reasons. First of all, I want to just say how proud I am of Jason J. Delmonico.
People don't know Jason J. Delmonico is your son, Margaret. He doesn't have the same last name as you.
No, that's his stage name.
That is his stage name, which you use.
I do, yes.
I mean, you don't just say Jason.
I believe in reinforcing it. I don't think there's anything wrong with reinforcing in the minds of the public. The people that are listening right now, Jason J. Delmonico, who is my son, and I really think is a rising star.
So talking about going on this Disney cruise, which is a big ship that Disney has, right?
Yes. Well, let me explain it to you. And I particularly feel really welcome this opportunity, because I know there are a lot of children listening to your broadcast right now, or young people, young adults, adolescents. I want them to know there are parents like me who do indulge their children, who are willing to donate a considerable amount of the home's finances and resources to giving their children this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You don't think that they...
I really don't think that they know that, given that...
See, I'm going to say that their parents might do something for them like that.
Their parents might, but I know there are a lot of kids listening to your program right now whose parents sort of just have their noses pressed against the glass of life, watching the... I don't know what the word is, Phil, watching the passing parade, and just let everything pass them by. I want the young people in your audience to know, and I also want the young people who read my column to know, I take Jason J. Delmonico on the Disney cruise, and there are other parents like me. There may not be a lot of them. I know you mentioned that Maria took the children last year, didn't she?
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. It ain't cheap. She took the kids. I mean, she went by herself. She went with the kids. I was working. It's very expensive.
It's expensive. It's very exclusive. I think the better term is to take your children on the Disney cruise. Now, let's keep in mind what we're talking about here, Phil. This is a boat that Disney operates. And the children go to bed at night being serenaded by the different ducks. What is the duck that they have? The Daffy Ducks.
By the different ducks. They have Donald, is not...
Yeah, and Goofy and Pluto, they see them at breakfast. They go and see Minnie Mouse for drinks. They go to all of the different levels of the ship, have theaters and lounges. There's a teen club. There's a preschool club. There are children's pools. This is what Jason J. Delmonico and other children like him get to see when their parents don't have their noses pressed against the glass of the department store of life, watching the...
Okay, can I interrupt for a moment?
Yes.
Can we maybe talk about this in terms that might not... In other words, might not put other parents at odds with you. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, Phil, you know what I love about you? You never want conflict. You always want everybody to get along, don't you?
Oh, no, not always. Not always.
That's one of the reasons why I love to come on your program. Little old Phil just wants to keep everybody friends.
No, it's not always little old Phil wanting to keep everybody friends. I'm wondering if there's a way that you can say, I'm taking Jason J. Delmonico on the Disney cruise, which is around the Caribbean.
Around the Caribbean. We'll be going to St. Thomas.
Okay, around the Caribbean, and that it doesn't put you at odds with parents who may not be able to afford it.
Phil, I knew you were going
to
say that.
To afford to take their kids on a trip like that.
I knew you were going to say that. It's not expensive, it's exclusive. And you can, and I understand, Phil, that there are parents that can't do that. I want the children of those parents to know there are parents that can. There are parents that may make the extra effort.
See, there you go. You're making the extra effort, which means these other parents aren't.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what their problem is. I don't know.
Well, maybe they don't have a problem. Maybe they just don't have the kind of gig that makes the money that gets the kids out on these boats.
Yeah, don't make the money. Well, I suppose there are people like that. And
yes, there are many. And all I'm saying is you're taking your kid on this cruise. Good for him. Good for you. It doesn't mean other parents are bad parents.
No, it doesn't mean they're bad parents. I really like the way you put this, though. You really want everybody to just be nice and play nice together. I want the children...
No, Margaret, my point is...
Phil, let me finish. I want children out there to know there are parents like me and children like Jason J. Delmonico who get to go on the Disney cruise and, frankly, are not deprived.
Well, there you go, deprived. So that intimates that there's something wrong with their parents.
Well, frankly, Phil, I think there might be... If they can't make the extra effort to take the child to the... Do you know what they have on the Disney cruise? The children go to bed at night serenaded by characters dressed as Goofy and Pluto and Slappy and...
I don't know Disney. There's a Disney character named Slappy?
There is. My understanding, according to the brochure, there is.
Pluto and Minnie and Slappy.
Serenade the children at night. Yeah. You know, I'm really troubled by this whole thing with you wanting everybody to be equal. That's not the world we live in.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, by the way, Slappy's one of the seven midgets, or the...
Seven midgets, right.
I mean, the seven dwarfs.
Okay.
All right, let me give our number here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line here. For a lot of you young people, according to the breakdown of the hour that you wanted to do with us, you want to let a lot of those young people know... that there are parents out there that will go ahead and, as you put it, spring for the trip.
That's right. Pony up for the Disney cruise.
All right. Now, you wanted to describe this.
Well, let me just...
You wanted to describe the ports of call at...
Let me just paint this picture for you, because it's really... First of all, we leave the Disney area, wherever that is.
Orlando.
Then you go to St. Thomas. Then you go to some other place. And get this, Phil, Disney owns its own island.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, you've heard that. You've heard that.
Yes, I have.
Well, let me tell you something. A private beach and snorkeling for the kids. A luau, and they play guitars. And then you go and you can do all kinds. Isn't that wonderful? And while you're lounging on the beach, there in the distance is the Disney ship. Now, there are two. The Disney Wonder and the Disney Magic. And
you've made a fair study of this, haven't you?
Oh, well, we go every year. Frank doesn't go anymore because of the incapacitation.
What happens? He's in a wheelchair.
Yes, he doesn't. But he sits in the greenhouse. Frank sees everything. The emphysema has kept him sort of at bay, but Frank sees it all and knows it all. He's a very wealthy man, and I love him very much. The intimacy in our marriage, it went out a few years ago, but I keep myself happy with a lot of the functions that I organize, the teas, the different fashion shows.
All right, let's get back to the Disney thing. So the ship is there.
You look off in the distance, and there is your hotel, the Disney Wonder, as you lounge on. I want the kids to know...
This is a beautiful picture that you're painting. And
but I want the kids to know that I'm the kind of parent that can do that.
And that there are parents out there.
That there are parents out there.
Well, let me, you know, we can just say, kids, there are parents out there that can afford to take their kids.
No, not just afford. There are parents out there that care enough. There are parents out there that have the resources enough. There are parents out there who make the extra effort. I'm one of them. And there are children out there who will know what it's like to go to bed at night hearing, Slappy and Goofy. I don't know whether they sing or talk.
I don't get this cruise. The kids go to bed at night with the characters.
They're out. The characters are outside the bedroom window of the children.
Doing what?
I guess talking or something.
So the kids are going to sleep at night listening to conversations outside the...
Well, that's what Jason J. said to me. He said, Mommy, I went to sleep last night and I heard Goofy talking. And I said, that's...
How does he know it wasn't just the passengers?
I told him. Well, I didn't say. It could have been a passenger that was drunk or something.
But he assumed it was...
He thought it was one of the...
1-800-449...
I don't... don't know, Phil, but it's just wonderful. It really is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray taking her son, Jason J. Delmonico.
And by the way, he doesn't always call me mother. He sometimes says, woman, look at this, or woman, and you had a question.
Yeah, I heard about that. Do you like that?
I don't mind it at all. He's a little man in many ways, and he works very hard.
So sometimes he calls you mom, and sometimes he says woman. But I ought to tell you something, we wouldn't stand for that.
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, we wouldn't stand for it.
Well, it doesn't make you a better parent.
I didn't say that it did, Margaret. Let me move on to a call. We'll take a break, too. Carmen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
I would
hi.
Like to tell Margaret that she is being a flippant snob. I think it's absolutely despicable that she wants to tell everyone if they don't do exactly what she does, that they are less worthy of a parent.
No, I didn't say that.
I am disgusted by the whole thing.
You know, Carmen, I didn't say that. What I said was do you have children?
Yes, I do.
All right. Are they near the radio at all?
No, they're not.
Well, it's difficult for me to get through to them. Is there any way they could turn the radio?
Well, what do you want to say?
I want to just simply tell them, kids, I can take, there are parents that can do it. Do you tell them that, Carmen?
All parents are what?
Not all parents are like you. Some can take their kid to the Disney cruise.
I could take my kid to the Disney cruise. That's not what we're going to do this summer.
Well, you can take your child to the Disney cruise.
I can take my child to the Disney cruise, and that is absolutely not what we're going to do this summer.
Have they been?
Have they been? No, they have not.
Why are you waiting?
Maybe it's not something that interests my family.
Excuse me, Phil. I'm talking to the caller.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to put words in her mouth.
Then don't do it. I'm talking to her. Why haven't they been?
That is not something that our family chooses to do. We like to go camping. We like to go to the lake. They like to go fishing.
Really? I think what you're saying is it's not something your family can afford just yet, and there's no disgrace in that. But
well,
there are
you can think exactly
can
what you would
that.
Like to think, but you know what? I grew up in a family that would have never been able to afford it, and my parents sung me to bed at night, and we did beautiful family activities, and I didn't need Pluto tucking me in the
well,
bed.
Well, you know something? Pluto and Slappy and all the Grand Canyon versus Disney cruise? Come on, Carmen. You're taking the kids to the Grand Canyon then, aren't you? Well, where are you taking them?
The Grand Canyon? No. We go to Tampa, and we go to Busch Gardens.
Oh, my
we
God.
We go to Walt Disney World. We go treasure fishing. They love to fish.
So you take your children to a brewery. You
a
know,
brewery?
The brewery. It's Busch Gardens.
It's a brewery.
Oh, please,
you know,
ma'am.
Carmen,
please get out of your shell. You are unbelievable.
Excuse me, Busch
Gardens. Never been so disgusted with an uptight person like you.
Because Jason J. Delmonico has a mother that can take him to these wonderful things because he says, thank you, woman, for taking me to the...
I don't like that woman thing.
You're not the father.
Well, Carmen,
well,
do you like...
Mr. Jason J. Delmonico's mother is a complete snob, and I'm sure that that's an embarrassment for him.
Well, I don't know.
So you can go on your little Disney cruise and
you
can be happy. And you know what?
Maybe once I
get on my Disney cruise, maybe I'll see you there, and you're not going
to
get away from me. You'll get something else, but you're not going
to
get away.
You know something, Carmen? When you go to Orlando, you're going to be so close to the cruise, just do it and show your family that you care. You're going to Tampa.
Are you saying for one second taking a family on a cruise is showing you new care? You're insane.
You're going to Tampa
with your kids, raising them, loving them on a daily basis. That is showing your kids you care, not a stinking Disney cruise.
A stinking Disney cruise. You go to Tampa, and yet you will not stop off in Orlando. It's closer. You could stop off in Orlando, do the day shuttle to the boat, and you'd be done. But no, you don't want to do that. You want to go to Busch Gardens and watch somebody make beer for the 100th time. I don't know.
All right, Busch Gardens isn't just a brewery. Thank you, Carmen.
No, obviously, she can't afford to go to Busch Gardens because she has no clue.
Right. The Disney cruise I can afford, but Busch Gardens I can't.
I think you must have got a scholarship.
Yeah, I think I can afford a $5 admission. Thank you.
All right,
$5.
Thank you very much. 1-800, this is exactly what I was hoping to avoid, this sort of classism that many people have complained marks the Phil Henry Show. There's always this poor versus rich thing that goes on in this program. I wish that we didn't have to do that. Margaret Gray with us talking about taking her son, Jason J. And by the way, she has asked my producer that every time I mention her son, I must mention his full name because he's a child actor who appears in a lot of commercials. So her son, Jason J. Delmonico, goes on the Disney cruise. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray is with us. She's taking Jason J. Delmonico on the, and he is a child actor, that's why I'm giving his full name, on the Disney cruise. This boy seems to get a lot of attention, from special attention, because...
Well, he works very hard, Phil.
And I know he works very hard, but the name and...
Phil, I do things for my boy I'm not ashamed of.
Why is he so interested in this, or why is he so intent on taking him on this Disney cruise?
You know something? Every morning I serve Jason J. Delmonico his orange juice in the Donald Duck cup. Yes, I do cut his French toast for him up into small squares the way he likes it. Yes, I do cut the crust off of his toast. I will occasionally put a cold washcloth on his face when he gets overheated from walking. I don't let him use a razor scooter because he could get killed rolling uncontrolled down a hill.
Well, the idea of taking him on a cruise so that he doesn't get close to other kids because of head lice?
You know as well as I do that head lice and impetigo is something that children transmit. Taking your child on the Disney cruise, the chances of the child having to come home and be deloused are at least 30 to 40% less. I won't take that chance with Jason J. Delmonico. And call me selfish, call me ignorant...
You think every time he's around another kid, he's going to have to be deloused? You know, some kids take baths. Some kids, you know, don't need to have that kind of...
I know that, Phil, but I'm simply saying, an impetigo, the unsightly scar, he does auditions.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I understand the acting part. Corey, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil? Hey, this call really makes me sick to my stomach, man. I just want to say that... By her saying that only a parent who cares takes her kid on this Disney cruise...
No, I didn't say that.
Hey,
you don't listen very good, do you? You don't listen very good, do you? I didn't say that. I said I'm simply afraid of head lice.
You did say that.
Head lice.
My wife... What about head lice? My son is 7 years old. My wife passed away when he was 4 years old. I work two jobs...
Well, what does that have to do with it?
I work two jobs to provide my son everything he needs.
Well, maybe if your wife had to die, they would be able to afford it. If you have to keep your wife alive to afford a Disney cruise, I don't understand what you're saying.
I work two jobs to support my son and pay the mortgage.
Well, what did your wife do
for his schooling?
What did your
wife... My wife passed away.
I know she passed away, but what did she do that brought in so much more money that he could go on the Disney cruise when she was alive?
I don't think Hey, will you turn your radio down, please?
My radio's not on.
Well, what am I hearing in the background there?
My radio's not on.
Well, who's that yelling, Phil?
I don't know. I'm just hearing noise.
It might be
on your end. Turn your radio down, Margaret.
Oh, I have to turn my...
Yes, you have to turn yours down.
I didn't know that I had to.
Well, it doesn't make any... What, do you want to hear yourself?
I'm asking Corey... Why, since his wife died, suddenly he doesn't have enough money to take the kids on the cruise?
Because, what do you think, with mortgage and car payments and insurance, I have to cover her end of the
income.
Well,
what was she doing?
I have to cover her end of the income.
You know, you have a hard time answering my question. What did she do for a living?
What did my wife do for a living?
Yes.
My wife was an insurance agent. Does that matter?
Well, then you needed the money, didn't you? Why don't you get married again?
The guy's talking about his wife died, all right?
I know, but obviously he needs to marry another insurance agent.
No, it doesn't mean I need to marry again. And marry, you know what? I'm not going to get married so I can take my son on a Disney cruise, which your son, doing all the commercials, is he probably not the one paying for your Disney cruise.
What is the lice situation?
What lice situation?
Do your kids have head lice?
No, my kids don't have head lice.
All right. Look, Corey, hold on, will you, pal, just for a second. Margaret, 1-800-449-8686. We're going from head lice to the Disney cruise. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jason, J. Delmonico, and I are ready to go. We are ready to go, Phil. And the great thing about the Disney cruise is that upon request, they do provide satin sheets. Jason J. Delmonico will only sleep in the satin. And so we do have a...
What do you mean he'll only sleep in satin sheets? The kid's how old?
Phil, that's my son you're talking about.
I know it's your son. What do you mean he'll only sleep in satin sheets? How old is he?
He's 12 years old, Phil.
And what about the comment the last guy made about how you guys wouldn't be able to afford this trip to the Disney cruise were it not for your working actor's son?
You know something? I'm the mother. That money goes into trust, and we are allowed a certain percentage. What's wrong with me having a couple of laughs myself? I slept that kid from audition to audition. I almost died giving birth to that child.
Yeah?
Isn't that enough?
Well, so does that mean you spend his money?
I almost died. Now, I happen to think there's nothing wrong. I do everything for that boy. I pack his hair gel. I bring along the Donald Duck sipping mug. I bring along he doesn't go anywhere without his Harry Potter books. I'm carrying those. And we put in the request for the satin and silk sheets that Jason J. specifically said he'll only sleep in. I don't know what's wrong with him, but that's all he'll do. Now, the child bed wets. We put in our request for Disney that they have some kind of a porter or attendant on hand to hand scrub the sheets after Jason J. has let his kidneys go into them. Because,
oh, my God, this boy is going to be hurt by all of this.
What are you talking about?
The kid wets his bed, and Disney's got to have an attendant standing by to hand-scrub the satin sheets?
Jason J. Delmonico cannot sleep in sheets that have been machine-washed. I thought I'd discussed this already.
No, you haven't. It just sounds ridiculous that the kid, at the age of 12, can't sleep in sheets that were hand-washed. And what do you mean an attendant standing by to scrub them?
A porter of some kind. You know the kind. You've seen the you know the what's wonderful about it. You know the Uncle Ben's converted by a rice box?
Yeah.
You know the man on the cover with the thing?
Yeah. You mean the old black guy?
Yeah, somebody like that who can hand dab the sheets, hand dab the urine off of the sheets. This is what we need. And
I'm going to tell you, the kid is, you got to butch that kid up. Here is, hold the line here. Let me go to Terry, I think it is. Terry, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
My boy's fine,
Phil. I thought you needed to hear from somebody who went to Disney, because you've been hearing from people who hadn't.
Yes, that would be very nice.
I've been on the Disney cruise. He's been talking to me.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you, Tal doesn't need to go there to be complete. And you're making it sound like if the Tal doesn't...
But what makes you think you know everything? I'm saying that for a child to go on that cruise, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity... and experience.
I think they can have those opportunities in their hometown without having to spend that kind of money. I've been there. I didn't think it was
incredible. You think. My opinion is different. And you're not a child. You're an adult. For a child, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If Jason J. Delmonico sleeps on anything other than satin sheets, he has nightmares about bad men.
Sorry for your child.
You know, I'm sorry for your children that they have a mother too cheap to understand the meaning of a worthwhile lifetime experience.
Wait a minute. I took my child there.
You got it.
I took my child there.
All right, Terry.
She would have been fine without the trip.
Well, what is the point you're making, other than being redundant, about how a child doesn't need that experience? Ask your children before you make that comment.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Christina, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, my God, I cannot believe this woman is that oblivious to the world that she cannot realize that there are more important things in the world than taking your child to a Disney cruise. I mean, instead of
spoiling
your child's
rotten... According to who? According to you?
Look at everybody else.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I'm speaking.
According to you.
Everybody else gets to have an opinion, not just you, Margaret.
Exactly.
Well, they're all telling me what I'm supposed to do with Jason J. Delmonico.
I'm not telling you what to do with your child, ma'am. I'm telling you that there are more important things than
like
taking
what?
Your
going
child
to the Grand
to Disney.
Canyon? Well, like what, for instance?
Like educating him.
He does go to school.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's a spoiled, rotten brat that
he can
do whatever
school.
He wants.
All right, Christina, I don't think anybody's saying the kid doesn't go to school. What was your point?
The
that
point
he's
is,
going to Disney World and not going to school?
I just, I can't. cannot believe that that is the most important thing. And she's.
I don't think she said.
Did
you?
I didn't say it was the most important thing. I said it's a once in a lifetime experience.
Okay, maybe it is a once in a lifetime experience.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Michelle on the Phil Hendry Show.
Most children would trade their grandparents for a 5-day cruise on Disney Cruise Lines.
Hello.
Go ahead, Michelle. You there?
I think that her
son. Do you have grandparents, Michelle?
Yes, I do. I'm 15.
Wouldn't you, and I'm just this is a hypothetical, wouldn't you put up with, I'm not saying you want this, but would it be okay if they died 5 years earlier so that you could go on the Disney cruise?
Don't answer that question.
Don't answer that question.
For my grandparents to die so I could go on a Disney cruise?
No, I'm saying 5 years earlier than they ordinarily would.
No. Your child is a spoiled brat. Because
what if it was the only chance you got to go on a Disney cruise?
I don't care. There are more important things in life. I'm 15. I could go, but that isn't the only thing in life that's important to me.
They have a teen club where very good-looking young boys and girls get together and dance.
Yes, but I can do that here.
No,
I mean,
not on the. You can do that.
Taking your child on a Disney cruise is not the only way to show them that you care.
Can you do that with Pluto and Mickey and all of them standing there looking at you?
Yeah, I know, but.
Can you dance with Pluto looking at you?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
it's not the greatest thing there is.
Well, you've never been, so you can't say. I love all these people saying that it isn't the greatest thing. Once you go, you'll know.
All right, look. What are you saying? Can she dance with Pluto looking at her?
Can you? Maybe you're pee shy.
No, I don't want to at 15.
Pee shy?
Yes, it's a form of being pee shy.
Not being able to dance with one of the seven dwarfs staring at you.
Yes.
Lady, you're crazy.
I'm crazy?
Yes, you are.
You know, I have a boy who is going to be in the film business for quite some time.
Well, that's
my
great.
My need to have his urine hand-dabbed off of a satin sheet is
yeah,
not...
Yeah, well, you know, your son, that he's spoiled and...
Why is that spoiled?
Because
to have the kid's urine hand-dabbed...
He has to sleep in satin sheets. His French toast. He's capable of doing his own thing.
I cut the French toast up into the
little
squares.
When he gets older, he's always going to depend on you for everything. And he needs to be independent and grow on his own and do his own thing.
Michelle, I'll tell you this. I don't really believe that a child can become a normal adult without doing the Macarena with Mickey Mouse in the teen club. It is a life-changing
experience. Your son has, but he has to learn to do things on his own or he will always come back to...
Can I interrupt? That's about the dumbest thing I ever heard.
What?
That a kid won't grow up to be a normal human being without doing the Macarena with Mickey Mouse in the Disney cruise ship teen club.
Yeah, it sounds stupid to you because you've never been doing the Macarena.
No, I'll never do the Macarena on the Disney thing in the teen club, no.
Nobody would want to,
and that's why we've got violence. That's why we have a sick society. That's why we have serial murder. That's why we have teen pregnancy. That's why we have Columbine. Because
so you're
children
saying
like
that
you,
teens that don't go on the Disney cruise are going to wind up doing drugs, being violent, getting pregnant.
I'm saying that it would go a long way toward making those children whole. And I know this is very personal, Michelle.
Yes.
Did you ever wet your bed?
Yeah, when I was little.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't it have been better had there been a tall black porter standing there to hand-dab the sheets dry.
What a stupid thing to say.
That is retarded.
Well, what's retarded about that? To have...
What do you mean a tall black porter there hand-dabbing the sheets dry?
I think she'd know that she was loved.
I know that you're loved. When my mom gets up in the middle of the night when I was little and I wet the bed and changed me and changed my sheets and told me it was okay and put me back to bed,
right,
that was
start.
Showing me she cared.
That's a start, but did she hand-dab the sheets dry with a sponge?
I don't need somebody
well,
to hand-dab the sheets to tell me that they care.
Jason J. appreciates having his... You know, I guess you'll think this is wrong, but I do wipe his rear end for him because he...
Well, you'll be wiping his rear end for a long time.
When he's like 40, okay? And why do you need to wipe the rear end of an 11-year-old boy?
When he's in makeup and they call for him to get to the set, what's he supposed to wipe his own rear end? I don't understand. He's in the trailer in makeup wearing a werewolf mask or something.
He's, 12?
You can't do it when your hands are, you're wearing rubber troll hands.
What do you mean rubber troll hands?
The last film he did, he was one of the trolls he was a troll.
He's wearing rubber troll?
Yeah, so he can't wipe. Michelle, take it from me.
Yes.
You can't wipe when you're wearing rubber troll hands, but since you'll never be in the movie business, I guess you'll never know.
I guess I won't.
You know
but
something?
At least I'll be wiping my own ass when I'm 40 years old.
Hand dabbing your own sheets?
Yeah, with a sponge. You know, I got to tell you something. I've talked to some idiots. Not an idiot. The woman's rich, okay? What was this movie that he was in?
Land of the Trolls. It went straight to video.
Yeah, there you go. Land of the Trolls.
This is crazy.
Who is that?
Who is who?
You.
This is Michelle.
Hello?
Hello?
I was calling Michelle. Is the host there, or who is supposed to be there?
The host? I don't know.
I think we're on hold now.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about this still.
Who is this?
This is Margaret.
Well,
we're not on the air anymore. He put us on hold. I think they're in a commercial or something. Jason, get away from that. You're going to wipe your troll hands are going to come off. My son's here. Do you want to talk to him?
Put him on the phone.
He's very hot.
Okay, put him on
very
the phone.
Hot.
How old is he?
He's 11. Jason? Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine. Your mom wipes your ass for you?
Well, only when I'm in makeup.
I think you're a spoiled brat, personally.
Well, that's what you say, but you never had your butt wiped on account of the troll hand.
Well, you know, I don't
Did you
care.
Ever have... Just answer me this. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 15.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, not cool.
Do you date yet?
Do I date?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I can get a town car and have the guy drive us anywhere we want to go.
I don't need that. I don't need money to make me happy. Money isn't all in the world.
But I make a lot of money doing TV commercials and stuff.
You what?
I make a lot of money doing TV commercials.
That's great, but money isn't the only thing you need in the world
to
be happy.
Hey, do you read Harry Potter?
No, I don't.
Want to get a butterbeer? Hey, Michelle.
What?
Listen.
What?
If I took you around town in a town car or a limousine...
I wouldn't go around town with an 11-year-old just because he had money. And I have an 11-year-old brother, and he wipes his own ass.
But he's not in... Was he in Land of the Trolls?
No, but that doesn't matter. What, you're going to have your mom wiping your ass till you're 40?
No, that's stupid. But
well, your mom evidently wiped your ass before you had the troll hands on.
Well, let me ask you this. You know the people in Planet of the Apes? How do they wipe their butt between shots?
I guess they hold it.
Yeah,
I guess they
don't
hold
know
it.
That. Hey, look, if I took you out to dinner, could I check out... I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I've never seen a girl's butt in a thong.
You never seen what?
A girl's butt in a thong.
I don't know what you're talking. I didn't hear you.
A thong?
A thong?
You know, like a thong, like NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, that kind of a thong.
Okay, I'm back here. What's going on?
Nothing.
This is her son on the phone.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Well, somebody said this young lady was getting upset. All right, listen, Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I see your butt in the phone?
Who?
Yours.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Just want to say to anybody crossing the border tonight into the United States, there are plenty of jobs here. We've got tons of work for you. There are many of the Anglos just want to do... Anglos, they don't want to do these gigs anymore, you know? We've got a lot of jobs in America for you, but you got to bring some sunscreen and some water, man, because there you guys, when you walk across the desert, it's hot. In the middle of the day, and there's people who are dying down there, and the Border Patrol has to go down and, like, rescue them. Hot, desert, water, food, sunscreen. Other than that, come on over. Doesn't matter to me. I got no problem with any of it. I would prefer to have them come here legally. And I certainly understand the strain on the economy or the taxes or whatever the phony baloney problem seems to be. I mean, these people are up here. They're working. You know, they're paying taxes. They're going to get that money back when you kick them back over the border. Anyway, when you come up here, I don't want to go into a whole discussion about it. Just bring some water. Bring some Gatorade. Okay, President Bush's kids are on the cover of People magazine. Jenna and the other daughter, I forget her name, Barbara. And these young women have been popped on occasion for underage drinking. Also, I heard where the Bushes are upset that they were on the cover of People magazine. And I think you need to get a concept here, Mr. President. They're famous. That's one thing. And I can understand you wanting to keep them off of the cover because of their fame, but they're doing things to get them on the cover, okay? You're going to have to have a long talk with them. If you don't want them to be on the cover of People magazine, they shouldn't be in there buying the booze and getting popped for it. The other thing is, the average 15-year-old kid in America, I happen to know because I used to be one, can get a beer when they need to and not get busted. What's wrong with your daughters that every time they go in to get a beer, they're getting popped? Now, they ought to know they're famous, so they ought to take some precaution, right? Maybe have the Secret Service stay in the car. Sunglasses, one of those plastic noses. Put on a wig, wear a different dress, dress up as one of the Secret Service guys. Better yet, one of the old things that used to happen, I don't know if kids still do it, although I haven't been approached by a kid in years. Hey, mister, would you buy me a six-pack? Have you been approached at all going into the supermarket? You get it all the time, Craig? I probably look like somebody's dad, so they want to ask me. Craig still looks fairly hep, so they'll go, hey, dude, get a guy on the street to buy it for you. Now, you can get one of those Secret Service guys to do it, but I guess they get in trouble. Yeah. So they don't want to, the Secret Service, they want no part of this thing. I just think that there's something wrong with the gene pool that they keep getting arrested every time they try to get a drink. Maybe not every time, but like this is two times in 3 weeks or something. It's every so often this comes into the paper. So you do that, and I think you're going to like your life a little bit better. Bush didn't want his kids in the public eye because they ain't doing too good. You know, it's like it ain't that bright. Something's happening. Also, Men of Honor is this Robert De Niro movie that Mike said to me he wanted to go see because he wanted to learn more about the story that they tell. It's a true story. And then I said, why don't you just buy a book and read about it? And he said, oh, yeah. So that's a little something maybe you guys want to know. Go to the library, get the book, and read the story. I got to go see Men of Honor with Robert De Niro, and I got to sit through Cuba Gooding Jr. so I can figure out more about the thing. Hey, I think I'll go see Pearl Harbor, man, because I didn't know that happened. What if a cat's only information about Pearl Harbor is that movie? Or, like, the only thing he knows about World War II is Saving Private Ryan. I had a guy ask me, it was used to be the... Well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The guy used to produce this show, and when Saving Private Ryan came out, he said to me, okay, now, was that Vietnam? No. Was 1944? No, that'd be World War II. Okay, good. Thanks for telling. Yeah, no problem. 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. The CD is $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. You can pay Visa, MasterCard, check, and like that. Phil Henry Show.